Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Turks, Todd Kunin, and Chris, our producer, with us. Appreciate everybody being here. It is the 23rd of April, and it's hour number three. Those of you who are still here, we love you and appreciate you for, you know, tightening that seatbelt and joining us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. So if you think you're going to be informed, you know, with this great knowledge, just don't, you know, lower that expectation, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about things and have a lot of fun. Remember, you know, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and do not use us as authority unless it's the in-laws around the, you know, the table Thanksgiving, and they say. That is, the in-laws say, they say, oh, you know what, Fred, they say, then you counter them with the they say to, well, Radio Law Talk says. That's the only time you really should be able to use it.
You know, Fred, I use a very similar disclaimer in the rare occasions that I actually go out on a date. If you think that you are going to be impressed, or you really need to lower your expectations right now, okay? Anything beyond the fact that it's a free meal is...
You're expecting McDonald's, anything more than that. The worst part of town is at McDonald's, right?
Or a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket at your house.
Yes, yes, a Hot Pocket at my house. Thank you very much.
Chris, you are so slow at just, you should be blowing that up with some kitty bumps, man.
I gotta find them.
I know.
No, they're all over the place in here.
I know. I just tease you. So, all right, what we're gonna do next is we're gonna talk about this hour, Alec Baldwin and Rust, what the latest is there. We're gonna have to blow through a lot of stuff because we've spent 2 hours on Johnny Depp. The Barry Morphew murder charge case, that's interesting. Mask mandate, the rulings and government responses, and we have some updates Denise has got. Obama's nephew's parents are suing a school, and why? Bill Cosby's latest. Boy, that thing will never end. Talk about never ending. And Sherry, what? What's the last name, Todd?
Papini?
Papini's.
Yes.
husband. Her husband is filing for divorce, and Denise is going to talk about that. And if you don't know who she is, hold on. If you don't know who Barry Morphew is, hold on. This is interesting, these stories. But why we're here is for Chris to do one thing and one thing only. We have him to use him for case or no case.
Time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, case or no case, hour number three. We go to Kentucky, where a Kentucky man was upset because he went to work and they had a birthday lunch for him. He's mad about it. Gravity Diagnostics, where he worked, was in the habit of celebrating their employees' birth anniversaries. But he said, please don't. They cause me anxiety. The employee asked the office manager days before his birthday in August to not arrange a birthday celebration, as they did for the other employees. Then on August 7th, the employee's birthday, the office arranged a lunchtime birthday party in the lunchroom. The employee said that he found out about the party as he was headed to his lunch break, which triggered a panic attack. The incident caused the employee to leave the office suddenly and spend his lunch break in his car. The employee sent a text message to the office manager asking why she failed to accommodate his request to not have a party. The next day, the employee was called into a meeting in which he said that he was confronted and criticized by the office manager about his reaction to the birthday party. That meeting then triggered another panic attack, and the employee asked the office manager to stop. The employee was then sent home for the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and that weekend he was notified that he was being fired because of the events of the previous week. So the employee said, I told them of my disability. They did not respond to it properly. I am going to go get a lawyer and see if I have a case or no case. All right, let's go to Todd first this time.
Well, well, well. You know, I keep expecting to hear more about this case. Yeah, by the way, the birthday card said something like, ah, happy birthday, another year closer to death. You know, happy birthday. You're going to be liable for arson because of the number of candles we had to use on your birthday cake. You know,
don't
all
panic
these things.
Because you're getting older.
Yes,
you're getting better.
Yes. If you think that you're getting older, we might fire you because of it. Don't worry about that. By the way, you have an appointment with HR on Monday. Things like that. Look, the thing is, I believe this is a case, and I believe that he prevailed on this.
Okay.
I think that, you know, they had notice. He took steps to tell them, please don't do this. And they knew about it, and they did it anyway, and then reprimanded him because he had the reaction that he told them he was going to have. Yeah, they were on notice. They're liable. Yes, case, yes, the employee wins.
Okay, so Todd says case and a winner.
Yes.
Do we get an extra point if we know how much he wins?
Did we give him an extra point last time? I don't think we did.
No, we did not.
No, we did not.
No extra point for that.
Okay, darn it. Because I need points. Unfortunately, we all know this case because it just came down and...
Well, Fred might not know it. He flies all the time.
Oh.
You're giving him points, Denise.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
thank
brother.
You, Denise.
You're welcome. Well, this is a case, and it is a failure to accommodate a disability. That was a disclosed disability. And he had damages in the amount of $450,000. So he wins.
Or did he, Fred?
Well, let's talk about the anecdotal part of this. What's really happened is the employees just wanted a party on the company. And they knew about this. And they said, you know what? Let's have a party anyway. And that didn't damage him. He just has, look, we're having a party on your behalf, your birthday, so the company can pay for the party and the lunch. And, you know, to go out to your car, sit down, and then we're going to have this party anyway. Now, that's probably really what happened, but I'm not saying that. But, you know, who doesn't like a party, right? Who doesn't want a free food more than the party?
Especially on your employer.
Well, this guy from Kentucky, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. So, well, the answer is yes, I've been busy and I haven't been watching the news lately other than Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, but I did see this one. And this is a case, and he does win, and he does ask for $450,000, and I think he wins the $450,000. And Cal does not stump us this time.
All right, so everyone's saying case and everyone's saying winner. What do we got? You're all winners today. It is a case, and in fact...
We're all winners in life, Chris.
The employee sued Gravity Diagnostics on the grounds of disability discrimination and retaliation. According to the lawsuit, the employee said because Gravity Diagnostics didn't accommodate his anxiety order, the birthday party and the events afterward caused him to suffer from a loss of income and benefits and emotional distress and mental anxiety. He was awarded $450,000 in damages, $300,000 for emotional distress, and $150,000 for lost wages.
Yeah, I think it's interesting in that case because we talk about they didn't accommodate his anxiety disorder. And usually the terminology uses reasonable accommodations. You have to make reasonable accommodations for a medical condition that somebody has if they report it, right? I can't think of any more reasonable accommodation than to simply refrain from throwing a party. That seems to me to be very reasonable. But I have a question for my colleagues. Hypothetical, and I don't know the answer to this.
I do.
Let's say, same facts, and management says, all right, yeah, we won't throw a party, but some employees decide to do it, and they throw a party that management didn't know about. Is the employer responsible for the acts
no.
of the employees? And it happens on company time and everything.
Oh, is it at the company?
At the company.
Well, they've got to, the answer is they've got to try to reasonably accommodate that this employee not having a birthday party, try to stop them. They can't stop the employees from going outside or having a party. But if it's on their premises and right there and the employment is they're saying, look, we're not doing this. Then they did their job.
It's a matter of agency, the law of agency, right?
Right.
Is that what it's about?
It's about the law of we got to go out so we can get back and talk more about Alec Baldwin and Rust. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car sudsed in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack, the spoofer up just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was asked a Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use, only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Todd, we're thinking of how to disparage our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominated but never a winner, Cal Hunter, for not being here. What were we going to do to disparage him?
I don't know, disparagement, but it's not defamatory because it is the truth. So these cases are no case, especially this one the last hour that we had, that were sent to Chris, who's doing it. fantastic job today as the producer.
No, thank you.
And you know, case or no case is supposed to be that the producer is supposed to stump us so that we would know if it's a case or no case. But the one about the Kentucky guy with the anxiety was literally sent to us as a proposed case to cover by Cal Hunter on the 15th of April. So we all got it earlier.
But I want the new guy to do better than me, so let's make sure that he gets no points.
And he sets you up.
I feel like that he needs to lose a point or two for that from whatever his total is.
Oh, I can tell you.
That's a penalty. That's a penalty. That's that.
Cal's got zero.
So he's
it's negative one.
Yeah, we could disparage Cal for a while, or we could talk about Alec Baldwin and Rust, what's going on with that. Because what happens when there's an incident on the job, there's a thing, in California it's called Cal OSHA, right? But there's different government entities that come and check on safety in the workplace, right? And so that's what happened here with Rust in, you know, the Alec Baldwin situation, and they came, the quote, Cal OSHA or the government, check the safety of the Rust, you know, working conditions. And what do they find, Denise?
They found a violation of the standard industry protocols related to gun handling specifically. And they have fined the Rust production company the highest maximum fine they could under their Occupational Health and Safety Bureau. It was like $136,000, which is a lot of money for that type of fine.
But they came up with some other, you know, some specific things they talked about, if you remember. They talked about kind of hinting on, look, who was the one that kind of caused these issues? I guess I didn't realize you have the individual, I'm trying to think of the name, the lady that was in charge of the
she's the armorer.
She only had they only hired her for 9 days.
That's right.
And so they paid her as an armorer for 9 days, which I believe is probably more expensive. And then the other days they would use her as non-armorer type, set, you know, stuff. But that was one of the arguments, is you guys were being cheap about that, and they're claiming that she claimed, didn't she claim, hey, you need to hire me for more than 9 days?
That's correct. And her claim, and this, again, this apparently all came out in interviews. I mean, this OSHA went out and they did quite a bit of investigation on this. And there were a few things that they found that were extremely disturbing. Incidents that occurred prior to the date that the individual was killed on the set. Some of those include at least two times where there were misfires, where a gun actually had gone off on the set. Another time where a shotgun was left unattended. There were when the assistant director, the assistant producer, but not the armorer, was the one who gave the gun to Alec Baldwin to hold. That was the gun that discharged while they were rehearsing how they were going to set up the shot for the scene. That was done without the assistance of the armorer and outside the safety protocols. The armorer told the investigators that she had alerted the production management to safety issues that needed to be looked into, that would have extended beyond her time with the production crew, that advice and that recommendation was not followed. And her time was significantly curtailed in terms of how often she worked with the weapons that were on set. Very poor safety protocols for the introduction of any live ammunition coming off set, even onto the boundaries that would constitute the set to begin with. And so as a result of those and others, $137,000 fine was imposed.
Well, I was zoning out, but you say about there's been a couple of other accidental discharges.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, but the thing is a quote, and I quote, they said, quote, the safety coordinator was present on set and took no direct action to address safety concerns. And then, quote, management was provided with multiple opportunities to take corrective actions and choose not to do so. And they're talking about not this incident, but a few other discharges of rifles. They didn't have live ammunition, but they were just a discharge accidentally. As a result, these failures, director Joel Souza and the cinematographer, management was provided with multiple opportunities to take corrective actions and choose not to do so. Yep. And then they go on and say, because they did that and they weren't, you know, very careful, this happened.
But I want to clarify, the armorer is not the safety coordinator.
Right.
Correct.
The safety coordinator was the assistant director, David Halls, who is the one that gave the firearm to Alec Baldwin shortly before that happened. So it was the safety coordinator. When they say safety coordinator failed to do whatever they said, they're referencing David Halls, not the armorer that was hired on a limited basis to work specifically with the firearms.
But this fine may not make any difference at all to the Rust Production Company, because the reason they were in New Mexico is because whatever they spent in New Mexico to produce this film, they get back from New Mexico somewhere between 25 and 35% of what they spent, because that's the incentive that New Mexico gives to these production companies to produce and film their movies there.
Well, civil lawsuits are going to take all the money, too. But also, one thing that jumping on Rust production side, you know, they say employees complain, but the agency, the government agency, said no, they had never received any complaints from cast or crew prior to the shooting. So, anyway, while we come back, that thing's going to still be going on for a long time. We're going to talk about this Barry Morphew. If you don't know who he is, we're going to talk about that. And mask mandate, what's the latest ruling and updates? We're going to have that for you when we come back.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include interest rate hikes as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West did not work. Despite that proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shutter. Meanwhile, Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol, part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, claiming that the plant is the last part that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. Wall Street has slumped for another week, the Dow dropping nearly 2 points. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can help.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So in Colorado, there's an individual by the name of Barry Morphew. And I kind of brought this up to Denise. And again, innocent until proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty. We always say that. But it sure seems like every time there's a missing spouse, there's a significant other there's an affair going on or something going on. But a guy by the name of Barry Morphew, his wife, he has two beautiful daughters, apparently disappeared. And as she disappeared, the prosecutors believe that it was Mr. Morphew that basically offed her, but they could not find the body. So set that up, and I'm going to turn to the prosecutor, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, now public defender. Oh, office. Public. You know how you have that little brain?
Sounds like.
Starts with a P, rhymes with public defender.
Public defender, yeah.
I will forget it if I'll go up. It starts with this letter.
Doesn't that drive you crazy? It's like, I know it. It's just like, whoa, I just had a brain. Okay, go ahead. Tell us about what's going on, first of all. They decide not to prosecute. And why everyone thinks that's a great win for Mr. Morphew, but why it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, we'll talk about a couple of things. Think Double Jeopardy. Okay, not talking about Alex Trebek, but Double Jeopardy under the Constitution. And then in connection with this case and the difficulty of prosecuting a murder case, when you never find the body, you don't know where it is. And it's not impossible, but it's very difficult to do. How do you prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury that somebody that nobody has seen for a while is in fact actually deceased? And that is what the prosecutors in Colorado were facing. And, well, the body of Barry Morphew's wife was never found. But recently there's some indication that they believe they have found the body. And this case was set to go to trial next month. And they believe that they have found the body, but the location of the body is still under a ton of snowpack. They can't get to it yet. So here's the prosecution saying, oh, my gosh, if we start the trial before we can get to this body, and it zips through this, and the jury has a hard time convicting because there's no body, what's going to happen if later on the jury acquits this guy and then we find the body?
Yeah,
and they acquit him, but then they find the body. Can they go back and try him?
No.
If they acquit him and then find the body, no, because of?
Double jeopardy.
That's right. However,
well, it would also be a good defense, too, don't you think? Well, they know where the body is, and they're afraid to bring it in and have it tested and blah, 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 right? It also could
maybe
be a good defense.
I think that's a double-edged sword, because right now it is, if there's no body, how do you know she's dead and not just took off with a paramour or somewhere? If now you're saying, okay, we admit there's a body and she's, you know, something
over people
there.
Have done that, not to interrupt.
That's right.
People have disappeared for insurance money or whatever, and they...
That's right. Yeah. So, sometimes they disappear for only 3 weeks to go have an affair with people and then come back and claim two women that abducted her. We'll talk about
that
in just a bit. But, so I would rather have nothing. However, here's the question. Is it double jeopardy if prior to the trial the prosecution dismisses the pending case so that they can buy time to go get that body, if it's her, bring it back? Is it a violation of double jeopardy if they then go refile the case? And the answer is, starts with an N and rhymes with blow.
No.
No, it is not. And so while people right now are saying that in Barry Morphew's case, well, what a win for him, the prosecution has just dismissed their case. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a win for him. The prosecution dismissed the case. They can have time.
Without prejudice.
And there's usually no statute of limitations on murder, right?
Usually not. That's right.
So they're going to go
find the body, let the ice pack thaw, see her, and if it is her and they think that it is, then they bring that in. That's evidence. If I'm the prosecution, the biggest thing I'm worried about right now is he thought he hit it, and if he knows that that's her, boy, we should certainly have eyes on him, because they dismissed the case. He's not on bail. He's got nothing keeping him around. They'd want to make sure that dude doesn't flee. I would argue right now for Barry Morphew, he is under more of a microscope for his actions and words right now. His attorneys is probably saying, do not give an interview. Don't say anything. Don't do anything out of the ordinary. You even think about leaving. If it looks like you're leaving the jurisdiction at all, it's gonna make it look like you know exactly what they're gonna find when they find it. And if you're trying to take off, you look guilty. That dude, I wouldn't even leave my house if I were him. Of course, I would have never killed a spouse either. So.
Isn't it true?
Well, not that he did.
Well, allegedly. But right. I'm just saying, I would never have.
Right.
Well, isn't it true that a body on ice is going to be fairly... That preserves a lot of evidence if it's on ice?
That is true. And also pairs nicely with a white wine.
And Chianti.
According to Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. You want to serve fava beans with that, too.
With a liver?
This is not funny, guys. So this is, by the way, this is in Colorado, and it,
yes.
By a remote mine called Garfield Mine is where they think they found her. And why do they think they found her? According to the data from Morphew's truck, and by the way, these people always think, I don't know what my speed was. If you got a late model vehicle, they have black boxes on them now. It'll tell you when you turned, how you turned, what your speed was. But according to his vehicle, it showed he had a 15-minute gap between the time he left home at 5 a.m. the morning of May 10th and the vehicle's appearance at the gas station and the cameras at 5:14 a.m., and they're saying, where that 10 minutes go? And he's claiming, I just saw some elk, and I pulled off to the side of the road over there kind of by these, you know, abandoned areas, right?
You know, 50 years ago, when they prosecuted cases like this, I'm sure there were prosecutors out there that said, you know, if there was only some way that we could just track a person's movements from wherever they are. Well, we can't do that. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, what? Wait a second. What if they agreed to it? Nobody will ever agree to that. And then out there, car companies are like, well, I have a solution. And then on top of that, Apple and all these phones like, well, you know, I have a solution. If you carry around a cell phone with you all the time like me, if I am more than 5 minutes away from my cell phone, I feel like I went to school without pants on. And it's just so out of place. I am literally carrying around a tracker everywhere I go. And if you think that you've turned it off just because you hit the location services up, guess what? If you've got an app on your phone that's tapping into it somehow, they can get a warrant, get into the app, have the app that was following you. I talk about giving Big Brother all the ammunition they need, but this was from the truck, and look, you were there.
And the other thing you could do is you could have one of those little Alexas that records everything that you don't even know they're recording. And
oh, I know.
Well, here's some other interesting things. Both, it sounds like his wife, was having an affair.
Oh, yes.
And it sounds like, and I'm not going to give the website, but I guess there's a website for extramarital dating website.
That he was on.
So I'm not going to put that out there. I don't want anybody knowing where to go. But they found multiple cuts and scratches on his arms and hands the days after she vanished, right? The empty tranquilizer dart they found in the laundry room, Todd, what's the important thing that hurts the prosecutor's case?
Well, they found an empty tranquilizer dart in the room, and they found a tranquilizer gun near where her bicycle was found. Except that they proved that the dart gun was inoperable. It wasn't capable of firing anything. The gun was firing blanks, which might have been the reason she was seeing somebody else. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
So that's what happened. The dart gun was faulty. And she's on ice, they think.
All right. Well, that's where we're going to keep following this case. So now you know what Barry Morphew case is about. Showed him walking out of court with his daughters in hand who are adults. And they're apparently supporting him at this time. When we come back, we're going to talk about mask mandate and the latest that's going on with the judge out of Florida and what the CDC and the Biden administration is going to do. We got a lot more. Obama's nephews, Bill Cosby. We'll be back.
Episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
I've got to get my car washed and dirty.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
I'm a nephew to you, and I'll do Cosby.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. So what are we covering now?
I was just chit-chatting with you.
We're over here, you know, playing Parcheesi, and Denise is breakdancing out in the hall.
Well, I didn't see your point over there. You just like, this is fun. Oh, what we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk about mask mandate, and then the Obama's nephews. Parents are suing the school, and why? We got Bill Cosby, and then we got Sherry Papini. We're going to talk about. So, Denise. Go for it.
Mask mandate. So the CDC had imposed mask mandates on all public transportation, whether it be by air, by land, by sea. So any public transportation masks were mandated, and that was recently, was going to expire, and then the CDC had extended it through May 4th. And so then the Washington, D.C. Judge at the trial level, she said that it was invalid, that the CDC did not have the authority to do such an imposition, and so it was unconstitutional. And then the Justice Department said, well, we're not going to appeal this ruling unless the CDC can say to us that it's substantially likely that we need this for public health concerns. So it was reviewed a few days by CDC, and then CDC came back and said, because of the Omicron variant and the likelihood that we're going to have another rise of it, this is substantial likelihood that we're going to need to impose another mask mandate, so appeal it. So the Justice Department has, in fact, appealed it. So we're going to have to keep track of this and find out what's going on.
As of now, no masks on airplanes, and everybody seems to be pretty happy.
Now, you referenced land, air, and sea?
Yes.
Wasn't it true that it was only one mask if by land, but they had to wear two masks if it were by sea? Sorry. My apologies to Paul Revere.
One if by land, two fussy.
Yes.
You know what that means? It's getting late in the hours. End of the third hour.
Now. I've been telling bad jokes since we started, but that's no excuse.
It's getting punchy right now. So, all right. So what else is going on, Todd? We've got the Obama nephews. Tell me what happened with the Obama nephews.
Well, Barack Obama's wife's brother. Follow that one, folks.
Oh, yeah. Wife's brother. Okay.
Michelle Obama's brother and his spouse recently moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because he had taken, well, not recently, back in 2015, I believe, he had taken a job with the basketball team, the Milwaukee Bucks, to work in their front office. And they put their two children, given the timing, I think it was their oldest first and then their youngest, eventually were going to a private school. The two children are now in the third and fifth grades, respectively. And recently, they were told by the school that their kids had to be removed from the school, but not because of anything that the children had done. No, the kids were being removed from the school, according to the school, because of the manner in which Barack Obama's wife's brother's wife
yes,
communicated in email to the school. They were upset with what they believed were inappropriate racial stereotypes in some of the materials that the children brought home that were part of the class lessons. And the school had a policy. Look, we welcome your concerns. And initially they voiced their concerns and going back and forth, but the school now claims that the manner in which those concerns were voiced escalated on the part of the mom to the point that the school felt that they had to remove the children, that they could no longer be in the school. The kids are now going to a different school, but the mom and dad have now filed lawsuit against the school because of the removal of the children. But that just started. That's pending. They say they'll give all the proceeds to charity. That seems to be the buzzword used by everyone these days. But that is this lawsuit. We'll follow that to see how it goes forward. But there you go.
What about Bill Cosby? Guess what? Bill Cosby. You know, look, whether you agree or disagree with him, the guy is just, he's 80s and is, what, mid-80s? This guy, it just never ends. So now he's bringing, and we're going to talk about this very briefly, now that he's been released from jail, he won his appeal, he is being civilly sued by the lady that alleges in 1974 at the Playboy Mansion when she was 15 years old that he sexually molested her, and that's not our discussion here. But the question is, and so obviously he's probably going to plead the fifth. The question is, Todd, why is it from 1974, and Denise, you might know this too, not that I'm saying because I'm looking at the prosecutor guy, why after 1974 they can bring this lawsuit this late, what, 40 years later, 50 years later? I don't know.
Looking at the prosecutor guy? This is a civil suit. This isn't a criminal.
The reason is isn't there laws that were passed that say if they were a minor child, I think California did this, they're able to sue during a certain period of time?
That was New York.
New York, okay.
That was in New York. I'm not sure where this was. It's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, I don't know. And I'm trying to figure out why. At that old, the statute of limitation hasn't run on a civil case from 1974. She's bringing a lawsuit.
I believe that is Cosby's defense, and that there's going to be a decision made about whether or not it was not timely.
The statute
brought.
Limitations.
Yes,
yes,
I think it has to.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's what Bill Cosby, the poor guy, is full tilt, full time. Go ahead, Todd. You're
gonna... The only thing I was going to say is it sticks out in my mind that there was a period. Now, I don't know if this case is actually a California.
It is a California case because it happened at the Playboy Mansion.
Playboy Mansion. And
we just extended it.
That's exactly right.
There was this... there's one law that now puts moving forward a statute of limitations moving forward, but for a brief period of time, for like a year there, this is why some of the lawsuits against Michael Jackson got revived. There was a brief period where they said, all right, we had the statute of limitations, so for about a year, if you had anything happen for that would go back even further, file it, but you got to get filed before the end of this statutory year, and then after that, moving forward. This case was in that time frame, but We'll see how it goes for. I mean, stuff from 1974. Look, I'm not saying, and I in no way am I trying to condone the actions as alleged, the alleged actions. But that is a long time, and the difficulty here is witness memories fade. People that might be able to corroborate or disprove or come back, high likelihood they're deceased.
Like Hugh Hefner himself.
Yes, so it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, just like the Boy Scout thing. I know people, the Boy Scout thing, I was bringing that up to someone the other night. I was talking to some individuals. I said, I don't know how is that they can defend themselves. There's another lawyer I was talking to, like the Boy Scouts of America, when the person's dead that they're accusing of molesting them, right? I don't know. How does that work? Well, let's go, speaking of... Interesting, Sherry Papini, that is what, Denise, that's the lady that claimed that she was kidnapped, right?
She did. She disappeared while running on a trail. I believe she's, up by Shasta or something like that. And she disappeared for 3 weeks, and then she was found not too far from where we are, and she claimed she had been kidnapped by two Hispanic women, and she had a tattoo on herself, and she claimed she had been branded and she had been tortured, and really it was like a horrific story. Everybody was freaking out because where she's from was such a very small place. Nothing like that had happened before, and this made national headlines. Well, it came out, and she after this happened, she kept the story going. She used victims of crimes funds, all this stuff. Came out recently and this was like 4 years ago, and it came out recently that she had actually been with her boyfriend.
Yes. Boyfriend? Was it a boyfriend?
It was
with?
A boyfriend.
That's right.
And so now the husband is filing a divorce.
That, shocker.
And he's filing for irreconcilable differences, and I do believe he's filing for custody of his children because I believe she's going to do some time.
All right, we're going to do a quick takes. I'm going to go really quick. Quick takes. A good lawyer will always take Valium when he or she represents an actor or actress who's trying to answer a question and won't shut up.
My kids finally talking to me about what I do because of the Johnny Depp case. It's bringing families together.
I think that Cosby's got a good point. It's really a long time ago. It's really, really a long time ago.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, 9 to noon, every Saturday, Pacific time. Join us, Radio Law Talk. Have a good week.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically
to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.